Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, we talk a lot on the show about energy. And when I went to that Rebellion Group event in Stamford, I was really convinced that cost of energy, not only is it hindering residents of Connecticut, it's really hindering business too. And there's all these talk about the energy needed for data centers and everything. And you've heard this conversation about nuclear, it's sort of coming back. But is it realistic? Even if the state wanted it or was poised to go ahead and move forward with it. And so Jan Ellen Spiegel with CT Mirror wrote a piece on it, and I wanted to talk about it with her. So we appreciate the time, and she joins us now. Jan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
My first question, you know, these small modular reactors, I mean, I've heard about the Amazons of the world are going to build their own little reactors or whatever, but then you point out that they don't even exist. Is that right? That it's just a hypothetical?
It's not completely a hypothetical, but they do not exist in any kind of commercial aspect right now. There are many, many, many different varieties of these things that are really still in testing and building stage. There's an international nuclear group that as of last summer had tracked, there were 127 different designs that were being looked at around the world. And effectively, in the world, not the U.S., in the world, there are three small modular reactors. Two of them are in China. One is a floating reactor in Russia. And we don't know much about them. At right. this point, if you were to say, I want to put a small modular reactor in Connecticut, you wouldn't really have an option of something to put in here. It's just not at that stage yet. That said, they are being developed, and you know, there is potential for them. But if you're in a rush for power and you've got a data center coming quick,
this is not an option.
No. It's also very expensive.
So, I mean, it's so interesting. So it's not a hypothetical, but it's far from being a reality in the sense that there's a lot of different companies. It sounds like in a bit of a race to figure it out. But, again, you don't know the answer to this per se, but based on your reporting, like how far out are we from one of these being a viable option?
A number of years. I'm told that the first one that's likely to get built in North America is actually one that's, you know, in progress in Canada, and that's still several years out. I mean, you got to think about it. These, first of all, they're not some teeny-weeny reactor you can throw in your backyard. If you think about the two nuclear reactors, full-size nuclear reactors we have, they're about 2,100 megawatts. That's big. Together, they are 2,100 megawatts. Some of these small reactors are about 300. That's not small. It's still, you need site selection. You need all kinds of local permitting. You have to build this stuff. It will take years. And, you know, there are some factors. And I got to say, this was interesting to me, learning about stuff that I hadn't even thought about. There's really, for all intents and purposes, no nuclear workforce left in the U.S. because we haven't built reactors in so long. There were two recently built in
Georgia,
yeah. But they took years, and they were super expensive. These are full-size reactors, but the workforces really don't exist anymore. The know-how is being redeveloped at this point. Everything's just sort of, you know, rusty and creaky. Yeah. If you want to ramp this stuff up.
So it's so interesting. So even if Connecticut was, you know, passed, I don't know, appropriated $2 billion to build something here, forget about the SMRs, like a regular reactor. We're not even there. So it would be years in the retraining of our workforce to get that. So nuclear from what it sounds like, and we're talking with Jan Ellen Spiegel from CT Mirror. You can go read the piece at ctmirror.org. Nuclear's.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's off the table right now. Not to say that it shouldn't be in the process of being approved and looked at, right? But I mean, in terms of the energy costs right now, because I'm convinced, you know, Jan, that energy prices are a huge inhibitor of business growth, I think, in the Northeast, especially Connecticut. And obviously, it's really difficult for homeowners right now. And I guess my question is not necessarily in the piece, is if nuclear is off the table in the near term, are there any ways to produce more energy in this part of the country?
Well, now you're getting into politics a little bit. It's not, and just let me clarify, it's not that it's off the table. It's off the table for any time in the near future.
Right. Okay.
And let me also throw in one other thing here that I found absolutely fascinating, because this came up over and over again. Because of that price issue that you just brought up, the deregulation that exists in Connecticut might make it even harder to build because of the concern of passing this burden along to ratepayers. And even Dominion, which owns Millstone, while they'd love to build some other nuclear plants and look into small modular reactors, and they are in Virginia, they even said point blank, they don't think the climate is right in Connecticut for that. For SMR right now, or any kind of nuclear right now, just because of the expense. What is fast? I mean, look, I hate to say it, but the Trump administration has basically nixed power and offshore wind and solar, at least the tax credits for that stuff, making it more expensive for people to build. But solar is very, very effective. It goes up very, very quickly. The grid operator here in New England has even been shocked over the years at just how much people putting solar panels on their roof has really helped take the edge off peak times when the grid needs a lot of power. Anyone will tell you the cleanest, fastest, cheapest way to get power is really solar. What will happen after the first of the year when the first of those tax credits go away? Who knows? We have offshore wind going. Yes, it's expensive, but it also, in a sense, works in tandem with solar. Solar you get during the day. Wind, offshore wind in particular, it really moves at night. And in the winter is where you'll find the most of it. I mean, you've been out on the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the wind ever stop blowing out there?
No, it does not.
Windy.
Yeah, it does not. It's pretty fascinating. I mean, I think the cost efficiency is important. And I mean, it's too bad the political element is involved. But I mean, I don't know who to believe in terms of it's so confusing to me. But I do know that the cost of it seems excessive in Connecticut, especially relative to our cohort states who have the same problems. So listen, it's a really good piece. I encourage people to go to ctmirror.org. And Jan Allen Spiegel, she's a freelance journalist and contributes a lot of stuff on energy. We appreciate the time and the conversation.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.